B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ball inside the one right hash. Michelle, the single back. Brady takes the snap. He's going to sneak it off the left side. And Tom Brady going over his left guard has a touchdown, New England. His second of the night.
Tell me, this guy still doesn't want to play ball. Look how excited he gets. Grinding out these wins. Here we are again in the mid-30s. It's a nice patchwork touchdown right there with this group that you've had to play with on offense here tonight. Still got the job done.
What's your assessment of where you guys are as an offense right now? Do you think it's been good enough?
We'll see. We're 6-0, so try to get 7-0.
That's Tom Brady last night after winning his sixth game of the season, having only played six games of the season. That makes him 6-0. Makes him undefeated. Team just keeps on winning. Winning by pretty decent margins most weeks outside of the Buffalo game. So what's wrong with the team, Zoe? Because listening to Tom Brady last night, something sounds wrong.
Jim, you want to play my ending capping call there? Pretty much sums up what he said. Same way I feel.
Yeah, play the ending capping call, please, Jim.
It's a nice patchwork touchdown right there with this group that you've had to play with on offense here tonight. Still got the job done.
Gun to the head offense.
Tom Brady had two touchdowns last night. He scored two touchdowns himself.
I don't know how he got for three.
Nice night.
I don't know how he went over 330, man.
He threw for 330 yards. He
and stunned. So much in the first
He's
half.
Very efficient.
He was, I think, 192 in the first half. Can you believe he threw for almost 200 yards in those first two quarters?
He's a little sloppy, and then you look at it. Oh, he hit 79% of his passes. Yeah.
Edelman with over 100 yards receiving.
Yeah, again.
Jacoby Myers contributing. Young guy stepping up in the absence of Philip Dorsett.
This new Gunner
kid. Jacoby Myers
man.
With four catches. Gunnar Olszewski with a pair of catches. He connected with a total of eight different receivers. Tom Brady's favorite receiver is the open one. So he threw to eight different guys in the game last night. He was extremely efficient. He had one incompletion to the running backs. Mm-hmm. One. He had nine passes to James White that were completed. Two to Sony Michel. Two to Brandon Bolden. He lost Josh Gordon in the game to injury.
Oof. He dodged a bullet there, boys.
Hurt his knee.
I thought he broke his leg.
So he lost Josh Gordon in the game. Edelman's still not back to 100%, I don't think. And Tom Brady still goes out with all of those things working against him and throws for 334 yards last night, 31 of 41. Very efficient, very productive night. Yes, he threw a bad pick looking down the field for Edelman. But the Patriots win 35-14 on a very short week, Thursday night game. Going into it, all we said was, hey, you just got to get in there, get the win, get the hell out. Get to 6-0 and get some time off. Heal up, right?
Right.
So all is good, right?
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Well, I mean, you're 6-0, but...
Like, even when it was 21-14, it was
question.
A one-score game. Did you feel like the Patriots were going to lose that game?
No.
We're
14-14.
Did anyone really feel
God,
that way? Did anyone feel the game was in jeopardy last night?
No, because you know they scored on freak stuff.
That game was boring.
Yeah.
It was. I didn't feel the game was in jeopardy. I thought all the way the Patriots were going to win the game.
All he did was answer the question.
But I hear a lot of bitching and complaining, man. Heard a lot of it last night after the game.
Is it bitching? Or is he just answering the
question? Oh, no, I'm talking about from fans.
Oh, sorry.
I should clarify.
Okay.
Sorry, didn't mean to imply that Tom Brady was doing it.
Sorry, I didn't hear any of the post-game. I was exhausted.
I meant from the fan base. Yeah. My bad.
What's your assessment of where you guys are as an offense right now? Do you think it's been good enough?
There's your question.
We'll see. We're 6-0, so try to get 7-0.
Yeah.
I'd answer it the same way. It's the way I felt. It's the way I felt calling that game.
But he doesn't sound happy. Offense. Again. He sounds disappointed.
Because he knows. I think he knows. And Jim even brought it up during the broadcast. What if they had Saquon Barkley? What if they had Shepard? What if they had Ingram? What if they had all their parts out there? Is that a tougher game for them?
Absolutely.
What if that's Eli out there functioning as a
pro
quarterback?
So they had one offensive play last night. It was the Golden Tate touchdown.
I know.
I mean, come on.
I know. But he's not asked about his defense and special teams. He's specifically asked about the offense.
But is it a tougher game? Yeah, it's a tougher game, but the Giants aren't winning it.
He's not going to lie. He's not going to sit there and lie. There's nothing wrong being a little red ass. 11 days, you're not happy. You're going to come in, you're going to work hard. Yeah, you become content at 6-0. Oh, we're the world beaters. Yeah, we look good. No, you don't. He knows it. They got issues up front. They got issues at tight end. Fullback get banged around again. Who's the fullback? How's the outside runs look? How's those look? How's Tom Brady feel getting in the huddle on 3rd and inches or 4th and inches or 4th and 1? Now, all of a sudden, he's got to go back to sneaking the ball again because that's the most effective short yardage run. How's that all look? Looks like dog poo right now. Okay? Dog poo. He knows it. Bar's been set way too high here. He doesn't work and put the amount of time into that guy does, the mental effort to come out and be average. And he didn't play average last night. But I'll tell you what sticks with him. Strip sack, 7 points off that. Bad pick to Edelman down the middle. 2 red zone picks last 2 weeks. Frustrating for him. He's a little frustrated right now. I don't blame him. I don't blame him. Is he part of it? Sure. He's a decision maker. Big part of it's him. They all going to be better. I thought Josh was great yesterday. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what more you can do without going unbalanced left and throwing it back to the tackle or something. Now, you're basically in regular personnel motioning out your tailback out of the backfield, stuff we haven't even seen. You know? I don't think Ben Watson fixes it. Hear this after it, too. Oh, you got to bring Ben Watson. Really? Do you? Or you need another tackle, or you need a fullback. Are you waiting on Isaiah Wynn?
Not a fullback.
It's a lot of things we're going to talk about.
Not a fullback. It's tackle. Yeah. Tackle is what they need right now.
Newhouse look.
Terrible. Yeah. He's not good. They need another one.
Out the middle.
They need Wynn to be back. Right, but look. My fear is...
your outside runs look? With no tight end blocking.
They suck.
Yeah.
And you know why? Because they don't have a tight end who can block, and they don't have a tackle who can block. They're brutal. 617-779-0985. We got plenty of thoughts on this game. Some thoughts on the weekend coming up in the NFL.
Ooh.
It's a regular Friday still.
Picks.
Read and react, the whole deal. It's still Friday, even though the Patriots played last night, okay?
Okay.
We'll do all of it.
All right.
R.J. Bell, the whole deal.
God. Square.
Square. Hardy will challenge him, I'm sure. He will not like it.
I don't even know when I'm challenging him anymore.
That's coming up at 1 o'clock.
Sneaky, sensey,
yes.
This R.J. Bell.
Yes, that's coming up 1 o'clock today. 617-779-0985. But what is it that is bugging Tom Brady? Because he does not seem thrilled with the fact that his team is 6-0. He doesn't seem thrilled with his offense right now. Well, what's bugging him?
Zip it.
We'll see. We'll see, huh? All right, we'll talk about that with your calls. Reaction to last night, Patriots 6-0, and now they get a mini bye. All that on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's an app.
First, our introduction.
Zolak. Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Mr. Kraft, when we were here last year after the game, after you guys won, we talked to Rob Gronkowski on the set. Obviously, he's not here anymore. Have you guys had any conversations about him maybe stopping back and, you know, getting the game in?
We all love Gronk, and I think the bottom line is he hasn't put his retirement papers in, so we can always pray and hope. It's a little fact that...
I didn't know that.
Well, I'm glad I could tell you one thing you don't know.
As Robert Kraft last night, NFL Network, Colleen Wolf, Willie McGinnis. Gronk hasn't filed his retirement papers. No big deal. Not a big deal. Doesn't mean anything. A lot of guys haven't retired.
You didn't file your papers until your father reminded you to.
No, it wasn't my dad. It was a show I saw on Ricky Williams when he became a Sherpa and a herder.
He was up there in the mountains with goats.
My wife watched his special on him. He's up there in the mountains with goats. And someone said, well, where are you getting all the money to get your weed from? He goes, well, I filed my retirement papers. I got $80,000 for the 8 years I was playing. And I'm like, called my agent. Like, what the hell's going on?
Where's Ricky Williams getting all this damn money for his goats?
Where did he get the money from? He goes, yeah, he just didn't file your paperwork. I go, oh. He goes, well, I thought you wouldn't leave it open in case you're going to play. I'm like, no, I'm not playing. Foul.
I want goats.
Do you have to give your agent a cut of that?
Pardon me?
The agent get a cut of that,
no,
too?
No, he does not.
Oh, that's why I didn't tell you.
Yeah, it's not in his best interest. He doesn't care about that money. What does he care? File it on your own time. He doesn't get any money from that.
Bastard.
So why is he going to spend any time filing paperwork on your behalf, Jim, if he doesn't get any money from it?
Right.
Yeah. So that part is not important, but it is important that Robert Kraft is spending time talking about it.
It is unusual.
And it's important that Robert Kraft is paying attention to that. And it's also important that Robert Kraft is saying, how did he phrase it? Hoping? Praying? You know?
Really? Yeah.
Because that's the owner of the team on the record saying that there is a desire on the part of the team that he comes back.
Yeah. Bottom right corner guy who signs the check says we're hopeful that maybe he might want to come back. Yeah. It's very important.
That's not some answer where he says, well, you know, we'd always be open to welcoming Rob back if he would decide. But no, we are actively hoping that he does decide to change his mind and come back and play football.
You know, like when Tony Romo had his first game doing the color commentary, it went so well, and everybody said, hey, you know, well, he's got his next gig there. And I've heard from multiple people that Rob's night went so well last night that they may sign him up for a long-term extension.
Really?
Pre and post on Fox. I'm kidding.
Oh, I was like, oh, everything I had sort of heard in passing last night was that it didn't go so well. I didn't see it, so I can't speak to it myself.
I just heard the word forced was used.
Well, here's the part that matters to us. What did he say about retirement and the possibility of returning?
Question for you. You've done everything. You're with us now, which is the family, which means you can't leave. Does that mean football's out now? You're never going back? Because I know you didn't sign that closure contract.
Yeah,
with
it wasn't even good. Right? You look good, too.
Thank you. Yeah. Feeling
you're
good.
You're through playing.
Yes, feeling good. You know, I've answered this question many times
not
before.
Not for me.
But not for you. I like
right.
that. The original TB right here.
That's right.
You know, I would have to be feeling it, you know, feeling it big time to come back. I mean, it's always going to be open in my mind. I love the game of football, you know. I love playing the game. I love being around the game. I even love watching the game of football now. It makes just appreciation to watch it, just seeing the hits, seeing the glory of it. You understand the game more and why fans love the game so much more.
So tell me that.
So, you know, I'll always keep it open.
I'll
always keep it open. I'll always keep the door open.
That's a little different tone than 4 months ago.
I mean, that's different from what he told Vic Carucci a week ago.
Jesus. He likes the hits and the glory.
The hits, the glory, and I'll always keep it open.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
The one thing that's unspoken there that immediately jumps out to me, he says, yeah, you look good. He goes, yeah, I feel good. You feel good because you're not playing football.
What else?
That's why you feel good.
What else he say? I actually like watching it now, too. Now he's starting to come around on football. Interesting.
He likes football.
I stand by what I said yesterday. They talked about it. Means he's not coming back.
Since they brought it up on the Fox show.
That's what Jim said yesterday.
And the Patriots,
if nothing else, he's consistent.
Well, if Kraft spoke now, they desperately want him back, and he just doesn't want to come back. That's why they keep going out saying that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Jim's consistent. That's exactly how he described it yesterday.
I think they're pretty good at tight end right now.
You think they're good? Think they're solid? Now Matt LaCosse is hurt as well. Had a hard time walking last night. So you think they're asking him to come back, and he's telling them no.
And if you believe, what is it, Florio, the one that said, if Brady asks him to come back and begs him to come back or whatever, however he termed it, then he'll come back, or then there's a chance he'll come back?
What else
is that
say?
All we're waiting for? Is that what we're just waiting for?
I have to super feel it. Yeah, just feel it.
He just has to feel it.
Super time.
What's going to make him feel it? Is Brady going to make him feel it?
Make me feel it.
We know. We know Brady makes you feel it.
Use your strong leg, Tom.
We know he makes you feel it, okay. Is that what it needs?
I mean, and he's not stupid. He would know that, okay, what's everything look like? What's the health of Jules and all this? And you know, what's our record? You know, we're going to get a bye. I think a big thing is, too, are you trending towards the bye when they pick up the phone to call him? And if that case is yes, okay, I'm going to get another week to rest there. Saddle up for one more run. I think he's got one more in him. I do. I think it's this year. I don't think
Zoe's
it's next year.
Zoe's not backed off at all.
Zoe. I haven't. I just, this guy's a football player. I mean, the movies and everything else has just gone so well for him right now. All the stuff, this stuff he was going to do.
Why? He's got a new gig on Fox. That's a nice ad.
He's doing an event in Buffalo this weekend, football. Stadium Blitz.
Yeah, Stadium Blitz is up and running.
How many more can you do after that? Couple.
But to me, it's not a question of whether he has anything going on to replace football. It's a question of whether he wants to put his body through that again. And the longer he's away from it, the better he feels. He realizes the reason why he feels as good as he does right now is he's not playing. But never mind about the fact that maybe someone told him he was going to be a huge movie star, that he was going to do this and that, make a gazillion dollars. Even if that hasn't happened, is that enough to make you want to go back to play football?
No.
And put your body through that
again?
There might
be a legitimate tug and pull right now that he actually misses it, but also feels great.
Oh, sure.
And he's like,
I think that is starting to come together closer.
You know, I miss it, but I feel great.
He didn't feel great a year ago.
Feeling crappy
he did
again.
Not feel great, and he was fine by the decision, but I'm starting to think that gap is closed.
Like, at some point, does he say, well, if I just do it a little bit, I'll be able to be okay?
Like, when he feels
super great. Does it reach that point, Hardy, where he's, if I just do it for a little bit of time, I can get back to feeling great really fast?
Well, he's obviously not coming back by this week, and by the time they get through the Jets, you're in week 8. Half the season's gone. You get 4 tough games at the end there. And then who are you going to play in the playoffs? Going to play 2 games here. Can you do that? Your house is still there. You're living there. Yeah. He'll be back. I don't know what week. But I think he could suck it up for 5.
5 plus playoffs or 5?
5.
Wait, they have to do it by a certain week, though.
Which 12, I think.
Is it week 12? Yeah, there's a certain week you have to do it by or else it can't happen.
Yeah, Tuesday of, I think it's, you have to be on the roster Tuesday of week 13?
That sounds right.
It's like kind of the same thing that when those guys hold out for the year. Yeah.
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 They also asked a follow-up question
to
this.
What about money? Are you having to take a pay cut to get in here?
Did I have to take a pay cut? Let me tell you this. To get a deal done here was a lot easier than getting a deal done with the Patriots.
Really?
Yes. I was just telling the truth.
You're here. Answer me this question.
How much, man? How much are you paying?
No, I ain't telling you.
Well, it's a good pregame show.
It's a dig.
What's a dig? It's easier to get a deal done here than it is with the Patriots.
But for everyone who was saying, like, he didn't look great last night or looks dip, you're going into a situation with Terry Bradshaw, who is, like, the loosest guy on the planet. And he's been doing this for a long time.
Hey,
and the best people in a job like that, the ones who make it look super easy. And for them, it probably is easy at this point. They're all comfortable. He's the one who's nervous. He wants to make a good first impression. It is tough.
He knows what people say. He's not a dumb kid.
I saw a little bit of it last night. It was fine. He'll be fine doing it. He will. But that's a tough situation. You get thrown into that mix, those guys who've been together and doing it for so long.
You know what it felt like? You know, like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, where they're sitting there, they're hosting a parade. Oh, look who's stopping by, so-and-so. Let's talk to them. Recording artists, blah, 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 blah. Okay, good seeing you.
But I tell you, I tell you what, the amount of grab ass and the amount of, like, it was a bit much for me. And that stuff I generally don't mind, but the bits and the skits, and again, I only saw a little tiny bit of it.
Get ready.
Wow, there's a lot of that.
The football card is coming up next. We've got our picks for you. We did well last week, except for Hardy. And also, why the Giants were stupid, coming up at 11. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Stupid. Who will be the dumbass now?
Oh, I got another dumb one this week. I got a real dumb one.
How the Bankroll Boys do? Joe Murray and Lifshitz. How'd they do?
I don't know. The Prime Weekly Picks is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Westwood, a proud member of Prime Motor Group's Westwood Collection on the Auto Mile. Visit mbwestwood.com. Thank you, Prime Motor Groups. Westwood Collection for the Prime Weekly Picks. Here we go.
Let's do it.
I'm going with a team this week that has not done very well against the spread this year. And I want to warn you of that before I give you this pick. They're 1-3-1 against the spread. And they have not covered the spread at home this season. And they are at home this weekend. But my reasoning for picking them is that, quickly, tell me who the quarterback is for the Steelers, though.
Oh. Is it Josh?
Nope. Hardy?
It's not Mace. I don't know.
Nope.
I don't know.
Anyone? Is that T-Bone. Top, don't look.
That's a dude.
Is it Gardner Minshew?
Nope.
Jake's Minshew?
Nope.
Turn my off.
Anyone? Anyone else want to give it a try?
No.
Devlin Hodges. Something named Devlin Hodges.
I thought he was a receiver.
Starting at quarterback for the Steelers this weekend.
Though. It's from Samford.
Yeah. Not Stanford. Samford.
Samford, Connecticut?
That would be Devlin Hodges on the road.
Samford.
Going to the West Coast to take on the Chargers. Samford.
No, Samford.
Samford. Samford and Sons?
Samford University. It's in Alabama. Homewood, Alabama.
Oh, God.
It's a private Christian university in Alabama.
Christies.
He's going to need a lot more than Jesus on his side this weekend to go on the road and beat the Chargers. Okay?
Road. Wait a minute. So this is that Pittsburgh term loosely again. On the road.
Hey. How bad is Pittsburgh's schedule sucked?
They're traveling, but it's going to be a home game.
Dude, having to come here, then they out. They went out to San Fran, didn't they?
Every game's a home game in that stadium.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. You still got to travel, though. I'm taking the Chargers to cover 6.5, so they got to win by a touchdown at home. But wow. I like their chances of doing it.
Good for you.
Okay.
All right, we did our quarterback rankings this past week. I have Russell Wilson ranked very high right behind Tom Brady. I think he is the MVP. His team has only given up 1.5 to the Cleveland Browns. I am taking Seattle, giving up 1.5 over the overrated Cleveland Browns.
I like your pick.
Thank you. It's nice. Defense is playing well. You got their error man from last week.
Yeah, I screwed things up last week. That was on me. You guys have veto power?
Nope.
I say we veto one this week for sure.
Well, we'll see. We'll talk it over.
I have an historical pick this week. It's never happened before.
Rhetorical?
Historic.
Oh, the first team in NFL history to go from being a 2-touchdown underdog at home to being a road favorite the very next week. Huh. The Washington Redskins. Like a phoenix.
Who the hell
rising from the ashes.
Who would be an underdog to this team?
The Miami Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins.
At home are 3.5-point home dogs to the
Miami
Redskins.
Dolphins number one.
Josh Rosen starting.
D.C.
Redskins.
Lay the 3.5.
I like the Dolphins this weekend.
I like the Dolphins. And I Josh Rosen's first home start. I like them.
Feel free to veto. But you can't flip it. The pick. Think you can only it. Veto the pick. You can't flip it.
What do you got there, Butcher Boy?
Talking to me?
Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me?
I'm going, I'm sticking with my pick from last week. Cardinals are playing another team that's terrible, in Falcons.
Under.
Over, under 51 and a half.
Oh, under.
Way over. Two terrible defenses.
We might have an over.
Kyler Murray, fourth quarter, goes over every week.
We're going to have an over.
Over 51.
Falcons still scored 32 points, even though they gave up 53 to the Texans last week.
I would just tell everyone out there to just take these picks and go the other way.
We're so tired.
No, just go the other way.
They're all 14-11 on the year.
We're not making a lot of sense. What's that percentage? You know, RJ Bell likes to brag about his percentage. What's our percentage?
14 out of 25?
Yeah.
That's over the threshold.
We're in the red.
Oh, yeah.
We're red.
We're in the black.
We're in the black.
56%.
Wait, I'm so confused.
56%. We're making money.
It's better than the professionals. The professionals are 55, yeah, right?
We're better than the guys with the duct tape on the shoes or whatever.
I mean, we're not as good as our intern hitting 3-3 on hockey last night.
Fanny packs or whatever. Drunk babies, whatever the hell he talks about.
Intern Jimmy's thinking about giving away his NHL picks on Twitter because he's just so good at hockey bets.
Really? The old 3-0 puck last lines.
Night. He bought us a coffee. He bought Tom and I a coffee.
Wow. Better than the other intern who likes the movie Joker quite a bit. I can't stop laughing about that.
Best movie.
I can't stop laughing about how much he likes that movie.
On Joker. Best movie ever. Okay. Thank you. Nate.
T-Bone, what do we got?
We got a half-dead Sam Darnold, and we got Dallas on a bounce-back. Dallas -7 at the Jets.
It's a big number.
It's a touchdown.
It's a good pick. It's a good pick, Tom.
You're laying the points with Dallas?
Dallas -7.
It's the only pick I like.
You know what? I'm not going to make fun of you today.
Thank you.
It's the only pick that makes sense.
It's a very un-Tom-like pick.
Excellent. Who's in your head?
We have all favorites that are going to be in basically road stadiums, even though the Chargers are at home.
Who did I take?
You got the Seahawks on the road. Yeah. We have the Redskins on the road. The Cowboys on the road as favorites.
Four favorites and an over.
Let's roll it. We're good. Everybody take them. I like them all.
Seattle, -1.5.
I like
Chargers, -6.5.
I would say Jim's
Redskins
go
minus three, which I think is fun just because it's going to give us reason to watch and care about that game.
Don't ever forget the Dolphins want to lose every game this season.
The players don't want to lose every game. The coach doesn't want to lose.
What do they have to say?
Well, he does,
it.
But he can't coach the Dolphins.
It's to the point where the quarterback, Josh Rosen, had to answer questions this week about, hey, maybe I can have them change their mind about tanking for Tua.
Dallas -7, over 51.5 in the Cardinals game.
Against the Falcons.
All right.
Yay.
Should we lay a... You want to put a grand on it?
Yeah, no.
Come on.
No, I don't think so.
$5?
Six. Let's get wild.
Cover the juice.
Six. Six today.
$5.50.
Ooh. Woo! 617-779-0985. We've got a couple of seconds here before we get to why they're stupid. Why don't we grab some calls? Scott's in Gardner. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey,
I was just wondering. Yes, how you doing?
Good.
How you doing, Scott?
Hey, how you doing, Zoe?
Hey, how you doing?
Great. I was just wondering about the trade deadline coming up. Who do you think they should go after?
See, this is the question.
Jim Brown.
This is the question. Everybody wants them to get somebody. Where do they go? What do they need? And you said it earlier.
Wait a minute.
Tackle?
Oh, Scott the security guy. That's Scott the security guy.
That's Scott. I know. That's Scott.
That's Scott. Scott.
And he's gone. Beetle hung up on him.
How you doing? You know,
Good
seeing you guys last night.
Well, you didn't give the other Scott time to catch up and realize what was going on. Our Scott.
I was trying to mess with the caller. I had no clue that was Scott.
That's because that's who you are.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
You mess with 90% of the callers.
Hey, come on. Hey, I don't. Hey, how you doing?
That's what you do.
Yes.
Garbage.
There you go. Now you're just reciting all the people.
I need Derek and Fox protocol.
Just so you can mess with them.
Yes.
Okay, you're proving my point. Thank you. All right, so back to what Scott was asking. Who are they going after?
Honestly, I mean, gun to my head, if I had to pick one guy, I think they're going after Diggs. I know there's stuff coming out saying, oh, they're not trading him. I think they're going after Diggs.
Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs.
The target to go after.
Yep. Pick one person. That's mine I pick. Somebody I think they're very interested in.
Jeff House said that last night on pregame as well.
Oh, did he?
Jeff House said he thinks they're in on Diggs. He thinks there's interest there.
Why wouldn't there be, right?
Yeah. And he said he doesn't know the, you know, to paraphrase him, I don't know the level of conversation or how much back and forth there has been, but he thinks there is an interest there.
Correct.
Thinks there is interest. 617-779-0985. We'll talk more about that because we had some things developing on the trade rumor front on pregame last night. Got another name for you, too, that we'll share that the Patriots may want to go after in the tight end market. It's not Tyler Eifert. It's not Cincinnati. It's not Tyler Eifert. In fact, Cincinnati is telling everyone they're not trading A.J. Green. They did that yesterday. We'll get to that stuff later on. Coming up in 90 seconds, why the Giants were stupid. That's next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.